it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for the diary. Couldn't wait for the time. Time is now. Time is now for the diary. Where we last left off, it's really hard to like her. I know her life is...
It's always so, like, from the outside looking in, it's easy to be like, you're doing the wrong thing, whatever, but when you're
in
it...
But she also knows she is.
Yeah.
She said that.
She's sleeping with Mike again. If you're farther behind than that, they broke up because he asked her, it's like, yeah. Such a weird thing. Marry me, yes. By the way, I cheated on you. Get out.
Right. And now we're sleeping together. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
But not living together anymore. We knew mm-hmm. she moved out.
Right. She's living with her mom, we believe.
Mm-hmm.
But not the thing about living with her mom that I think we all do agree on, she doesn't think this is permanent because she's not even trying to move in. She's right. Living out of boxes, living out of suitcases.
Mm-hmm. So does that probably mean they're not hooking up at her mom's house? They're probably going to Mike's house, right?
Which is the house
back
that she
house.
Just moved yeah. out of. Yeah. That
ew, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, unless they're like renting
why
a
is that
motel
ew?
Or something, but.
Because then there's just so much
history,
emotion.
I guess you moved that picture over there. It's just like weird yeah. that I don't live here anymore. But
like, listen, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but like, I feel like when it comes to cheating, if you cheated on your boyfriend, if you lived with your boyfriend,
sure,
which you do, Erica,
he's not my boyfriend, but
your fiance. Okay, so you live with him,
right?
And he cheats on you. That's terrible.
I don't like to put that juju out there, but, right, yeah.
right, but it's terrible if he does.
Correct.
Is it or is it not worse if he cheats in your bed?
Oh, so much worse.
Because there's that bed just
no,
has
I'm
memories and juju.
I'm agreeing with that, but we don't know where she hooked up with John.
I feel like Tiak nailed it. There's no way he, like, you don't drag your ex-boyfriend into your mom's house. And
no, well, I'm saying that, yes, you go to Mike's house,
so
but why is that ew? Because we don't know if she hooked up with John at...
Because there's all the history
no,
there with
I'm
her
saying
and Mike.
It's the same thing. That bed has history in it, and it was your history, and
but
it's just
still
like...
the
maybe
same
they're
two
not
people.
Using the bed.
There we go.
There we go.
They're on top of the dryer.
What's really happening is I would like to get to this entry. Oh,
okay. Hold on, I'm starting the dryer.
Are you?
There we go. It's got a little delay there.
Why do you have this sound effect?
I'd throw a bowling ball in here in a minute.
He has me record all sorts of crazy stuff.
I don't what? Know why I just wasted all of our time on that. Mostly yeah. to delay her from getting what she wants
I
for one more second.
Isn't it what you want?
Okay, you're right. Yeah. So the last entry when they were boinking was?
Right. They were boinking September 2nd.
Okay.
This is September 8th.
Okay, let's go.
I've joined the majority of society. Today I went to therapy. Oh, thank God. Oh,
we needed this.
It feels weird. Really weird. The thing is, I kind of liked it. I've never really talked about myself before, but then again, I never really wanted or tried to sort things out before. I got this book from Julie. What? This book? Or?
Yes.
Okay. I got this book from Julie. We've already had a breakthrough, which is apparently a good thing. I said that I had changed so much in the last few years and felt I didn't really know what I was supposed to have learned or really how I felt about the person I'd become. She asked how that made me feel, which made me laugh. They really do ask, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
At the end of the appointment, she wrote me a prescription. I haven't taken it to the pharmacy. I don't want to believe that I need it.
Oh.
No!
No, I thought I was going to turn and get more.
Wait, I need you to reread the last two sentences then.
Yeah, I'm confused by it.
Yeah.
Too. At the end of the appointment, she wrote me a prescription. I haven't taken it to the pharmacy. I don't want to believe that I need it. So this is
what?
A psychiatrist, not
that's
just
what I was
a
thinking.
Therapist.
Prescription for what?
Like
anxiety meds or something?
Or depression?
Zoloft, Wellbutrin, like way back when. Yeah, just
also,
something to take.
One appointment to be like, here you go.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I will say.
Crazy is probably not the right time to use this word.
Well,
sorry.
Therapy back
then was
a little more prescription heavy. It's like, oh, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
Fix it.
That's true. This was at least 20 years ago.
At least.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi, we don't have any way to make this go on.
So okay. She doesn't, what do you think? She didn't say what the breakthrough was, right?
Mm-mm.
She's already had a break. She has to have had more than one. No, she couldn't have. Because this was, just the fourth to the eighth.
She's changed
the second to the eighth.
The second to the eighth. She's saying she changed so much and she didn't really know what she wanted as this person or who she was. And apparently the breakthrough came from, and how does that make you feel?
But
confused.
But also, if you're having breakthroughs, again, it was another time.
Right.
If you're having breakthroughs, don't start the drugs.
No.
Yeah.
That let your mind sort itself out. And then if you're hitting some walls that you can't get over, but she doesn't strike me as a person. The drugs are oftentimes for people who are on the verge of doing something.
But like anxiety or.
Yeah. I mean, they're just consumed by something.
Right. And I guess I could understand that she might be a bit consumed by the decisions she's made recently.
Oh my God.
So right, we're. Mom. Yep. That I literally turned the page. I feel like
a date at the top.
Sentence.
You swear there's a date at the top of the next page. And what is that date?
September 22nd.
Okay.
Do you remember?
It's not.
21st night of September.
Maybe she'll be writing about the 21st night of September.
Yeah. Okay. She's recapping.
Did you have any other words that they said at the top? Would you have any?
No, I didn't look. I didn't look.
Okay. So I'm sorry to send every. Like, what? Like,
I know.
Right.
It was a real drop off.
But, yeah. Okay. Let me just ask you this. Because I know there's people in here that have either on the drugs or not on the drugs. Doesn't matter. Do you get the sense that she's not going to get it? Like, she's like, I haven't dropped it off yet. I think she's the type of person who's going to go, she thinks I need drugs, but I don't.
I don't know. Because it's either that or my first thought was she will go fill them because she wants things done fast and doesn't want to put an effort.
Mm. Yeah, and like, she's like, I need someone to tell me what to do.
Yeah. She's so lost that if someone gave her something, she's just going to do it.
And do we think therapy is a means to stop sleeping with Mike?
I think hopefully. It should help, yeah.
But what if Mike's the one and he forgives her?
Then hopefully she figures that out, yeah.
But what you got, okay.
Hopefully she gets clarity.
But they can't keep going on this pattern of like, oop, we're broken up, but we're sleeping together, but then I need therapy, but then we're still just sleeping together.
But I do that pattern
right.
so
and
well.
Right, and we've all done that pattern.
What are you doing?
All right, find out if she gets help or drugs or both Monday.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.